Hello, everyone. This is Zoe. Welcome back to another episode of Note to Self or Sweet Clarity with Grayson Wadaja. This is another one of our collaborative episodes, which we're sharing on both of our podcasts. Both of our podcasts will be linked below, depending on which one you're tuning in from. We are so excited to be doing these collaborative episodes because we're bringing forth a lot of topics that have really transformed our life when we've come to understand different ideas or different teachings. And one of the ones that we're bringing forth for you today is a new perspective on masculine and feminine energy and sacred union. So, Grayson, I'd love it if you could just kick us off today and share what it is that we're going to be sharing with you.
Yes, I'm so excited for this conversation today. And to just drop in to this energy, we've been hearing masculine and feminine a lot lately. I feel like this is very much a buzzword in culture these days, and breaking them down into like, what are they, right? Like, yes, we have both. And what does this mean? I feel like it's kind of just dropped in like, yes, okay, masculine, feminine, but like, can we actually distill what this information means because it's super useful. So, masculine and feminine energy, we can look at this in a variety of different ways. And today, like you mentioned, Zoe, we're really going to bring a fresh new perspective on this. What I think of just as the collective, what we're calling in right now, a lot of people are desiring that sacred union, that divine counterpart, that soulmate, if you will. And that's a beautiful manifestation. That's a beautiful desire. And some work, inner work must happen for that to take place. And I think focusing on these energies is a beautiful place to begin. If we want to cultivate this sacred union in our life, we need to reflect and turn inward. Do we have a sacred union within ourselves? And so, masculine and feminine energy, yes, we have both. Let's think of masculine as the mind. This is a very logical based energy. And the feminine, we can think of it as the body. It's also driven by our emotions, right? So we obviously have both of these. We think every day and we feel every day. And are these thoughts and these feelings integrated? Are they balanced? Are they able to communicate with one another? What is the relationship dynamic within yourself of these? And playing around in this space, there's so much depth to go in this area. But I think that's a really great place to start if, let's say, cultivating a partnership and opening your heart up to receive, the masculine, if you will. This is a really good place to start. It's all about this internal reflection in order to manifest it on the external reality.
Yes. But I was about to be like, boom, mic drop in multiple things of what you were saying, especially around like if you are truly desiring to create that soulmate relationship or that divine union in your life, it requires that inner work of creating that sacred union within yourself and really recognizing both of these energies, really bringing awareness to them and how they feel inside of your body and your being when you're operating from those places, and also how they work together in polarity. There's such expansion and depth that we can go into with this topic. And that's also why, again, we created the Girls Club, because these are the types of things that we're going to be teaching and sharing on over this 3-month journey. So, any of you who are feeling the call to join an online community, or you've really enjoyed these collaborative episodes that we've been bringing forth, then check out the link down below. We are so excited to share even more. But back to what I was about to expand a little bit more on is in understanding how these two energies can work together within us. Like, I know for an extended period of my life, I was stuck in a, well, I say stuck, we're never stuck, but I was operating a lot from my masculine to the point where it started to affect my nervous system. I was suppressing emotions. I was not actually giving myself permission to be free to feel or be free to be who I am in ways, because I felt pressure to operate in a specific way, like as an entrepreneur. And I know that actually, in doing this work and bringing in more of the feminine to what I do, there's a relaxed receptivity that has been conditioned into my being, and it's created incredible results. So it's like an understanding both of these energies and when and how to call upon them, when and how to practice them, recognizing that they are both gifts. No one is better than the other. They work in combination in beautiful ways, and you can tap into whatever you need to create the day, the chapter, the flow that you're desiring. And that awareness comes with, of course, learning about it, but then feeling into how you're operating, noticing how you're operating, tuning into your behaviors and bringing awareness to them. Just as a small example, like operating from the masculine, for me, I can really identify when I'm in that space because there's this subtle like rush energy around like getting work done and being productive. And that's sort of how that operates. And when I'm in my feminine, I just feel like relaxed. I feel in a flow state. I feel creative. I want to relax more. And both of these things in combination have allowed for a complete transformation of my reality in such a positive way. But before that, like I said, there are ways in which like operating in one and not being aware of that for an extended period of time created a lot of resistance. How about you, Grayson?
Yeah, I love that you brought up the fact that not one is better than the other, because I think we can fall into that trap when we are swinging from masculine to feminine, like swinging from side to side and thinking of it as like a pendulum, because that creates tension in your body. That creates like this fighting energy. And instead of being like, oh, wow, like I've been in my masculine for so long, I don't exactly know how to access my feminine. Instead of making masculine the bad guy and creating yourself as stuck or unable to transition, it's coming back into love and realizing like, okay, my masculine energy is actually a container to keep me safe and secure so that I can flow into my feminine. And he's going to be here the whole time holding me while I do that. Instead of being like, I'm going to be 100% masculine and 0% feminine and swing back and forth. I think that's kind of where we get caught these days, especially as women in the corporate world or as an entrepreneur or just trying to go out and live life. Like it's very easy to be stuck and get caught in that masculine energy unless we can really actively remember my essence, right? Our feminine essence, to simply connect to our bodies, to flow, to tap into that creativity. You know, that's accessed through the body. It's also accessed with other women, which is why being in these spaces, if it's, you know, in person, if it's online, being surrounded with other feminine energy is such an amazing way to illuminate your own feminine energy. We can learn so much from each other when we're in these spaces. And then just recognizing my masculine's not the bad guy. I think that was like a huge lesson that I learned along my journey to make it mean other things. No, my masculine is actually here to protect me. It's here to offer me safety and security. It's not out to get me, right? It can help me along my path. It can help me be deeper in my feminine. And that was like a big aha moment I had along my journey as I'm deepening this connection between both, and then on the outside, deepening my connection with my partner.
Yes. And what I love about what you're sharing, I mean, I've been on a similar journey as well of really identifying when I was, let's say, operating in my masculine for an extended period of time and really understanding how nurturing bringing in more feminine energy can be, is that it can be easy to make ourselves wrong. Like, oh my gosh, I've been doing this the whole time. This is not good, blah, blah, blah. But it's in, of course, awareness and clarity that we bring in more conscious choice into our life, right? So it's like in being aware of the masculine energy and all the ways in which it serves you, and being aware of the feminine energy and all the ways that it serves you, you have the power of conscious choice. You have the power of bringing these energies together. And just like you said, Grace, and allow them to swirl inside of you and make magic happen, and not just decide, I need to be one or I need to be the other. It needs to look like this. It needs to look that because I read it in a book, blah, blah, blah. The ego loves labels. The ego loves to be able to define things. And it's a journey of really discovering how these energies feel inside of us and how we operate in them, where we recognize that our gifts are really brought out in either energies, and just understanding like all of this exists within us and we can create a world where these energies work together and there's no need for judgment about them it's full acceptance. And in that acceptance is a deepening of self-love, because I know for me, like I said, when I discovered and brought a lot of awareness to like keeping the masculine energy on and workaholism, let's say those two things were kind of related, I created a harsh judgment. And then I kind of went way in the other way. And I just was like totally in my feminine, let's say, because I was like, oh, I can't believe I was doing that for so long. So anyway, I just want to validate anyone who has kind of brought that into awareness for themselves too. But it's a journey of self-love when we really come to accept both energies and bring them together in sacred union inside of ourselves to operate at an optimal level, an optimal state of being. Again, for me, I feel like having them operate together in an optimal state of being really enforces the belief that I have that everything's happening in my favor and I'm exactly where I need to be and I'm doing all the right things because I'm allowing all parts of my being to work together versus resisting any part of myself. That would be operating from fear versus operating from love.
Yeah, I love that you brought that all back to self-love. That was so beautifully shared, Zoe. And when we just really distill it all to that and bring the message back to self-love, this is our natural state. This is alignment, right? We're thinking about this spectrum of energies, and what we're really desiring is for alignment and harmony within that. So if you guys are interested to dive deeper into this topic and others alike, we're going to definitely dive into all things relationship and all things self-love, and the list goes on and on. But if this type of conversation lights you up, we would be so excited to welcome you into the Girls Club. The doors are open and we are just so excited to welcome you all in.
Love and appreciate you guys so much. Thank you for spending a piece of your day with us. And the link for the Girls Club will be down below.
Bye.